Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. We have been reading more and more in the press about the fear of nuclear war. And even though many people feel that it's not going to happen, it couldn't possibly happen, the question is, what does the Bible say about it? But first, let me read to you from a few excerpts. Here's an article by Yahoo Sports, dated September 12th. Comments from Ukraine's top general last week point to a significant threat. And he said there is a direct threat of the use under certain circumstances of tactical nuclear weapons by the Russian armed forces. And it goes on to say it is also impossible to completely rule out the possibility of the direct involvement of the world's leading countries in a limited nuclear conflict in which the prospect of World War III is already directly visible. Now, many people will dismiss this, but then there have been others who have been warning about a nuclear war for many, many years, one of whom is legendary investor Warren Buffett. And he said that he most certainly believes in the certainty of nuclear war. And he said this again in 2006. He said it in 2017. He said it will happen someday. Now, before I go on, Mr. Putin responded to the statements by the Ukrainian general. The New York Post wrote on September 21 that Putin said this: "To those who allow themselves such statements regarding Russia, I want to remind you that our country also has various means of destruction, and for separate components and more modern than those of NATO countries. And when the territorial integrity of our country is threatened, to protect Russia and our people, we will certainly use all the means at our disposal." And then he said, "It is not a bluff." The article also goes on to say that the Russian leader's televised address to the nation comes a day after Russian-controlled regions in eastern and southern Ukraine announced plans to hold votes on becoming parts of Russia. And then it also says that Mr. Putin signed a decree on partial mobilization. Now again, these are very dangerous developments. Project Syndicate wrote on September 5 that it is a mathematical certainty, according to some experts, that nuclear war is going to happen. The Spectator wrote on September 16, "The world is facing the prospect of its first nuclear attack since the U.S. Air Force dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August 1945. Yet, that horror arouses little fear or outrage. The vast mass of people don't care to think about it." But the article goes on to say that this is a very illusionary concept, because people talk about and believing in Putin's rationality. And the article says there is no way that you can distinguish between the interests of Putin and the interests of Russia. In Putin's mind, it's all the same. And then they say, "In these circumstances, we cannot rule out the chance that nuclear terror will return. Neither can we do much to stop it returning. Betraying Ukraine is the only plausible way to remove the possibility of a catastrophe. If we cut off all weapon supplies and left it at Putin's mercy, then the threat would recede." Is that going to happen? We don't know exactly how it is going to happen, but we do know one thing. Russia and Ukraine will unite. There's not going to be a nuclear war, for instance, between Russia and America or NATO. That much is certain. Others speak about a nuclear war, perhaps between China and the United States of America in regard to the conflict with Taiwan. That is not going to happen either. But the Bible does tell us that nuclear war, worldwide nuclear war, is going to take place. And I'd like to take a few moments now to explain to you how it's going to happen and when. It's not going to be a nuclear war between the United States of America and Russia or China. But there is going to be a nuclear war, clearly prophesied in Scripture, between a United States of Europe. 10 nations or groups of nations in Europe under the leadership of a very charismatic political military leader called the Beast in the Bible. Europe will attack and destroy in a nuclear war the United States of America and Great Britain, and perhaps even countries like Canada, Australia, New Zealand. I know most people don't believe that. I know they laugh and scoff at that scenario, but it's clearly prophesied. The Bible says that major cities in the United States of America, Great Britain, in other English-speaking nations, will be totally and completely destroyed. Cities just like London, Washington, San Francisco, you name it, New York City. This is clearly prophesied. At the same time, we also find that Europe will be involved in a war with Israel. Germany, in combination with Arab countries, will attack and overcome Jerusalem, but not apparently in a nuclear war, because we read that Jerusalem will still stand. A temple will be built. The false prophet, the religious leader who is going to work hand in hand with the beast, is going to occupy that temple. Animal sacrifices, which the Jews will start with, will be suppressed. But then, only then, a nuclear war is going to take place. And this time, between Europe and Russia, China, other Far Eastern nations, the Bible called them the kings of the East. And they will, in fact, destroy Europe. Cities like Rome, cities like Berlin, will be destroyed in a nuclear war. That is also clearly prophesied. And then we find that all these nations will come together, all these armies, they will assemble at a place called Armageddon. And then they will move towards Jerusalem, where Jesus Christ is going to be sitting on the throne of David, trying to fight him. But of course, that will not happen. He, of course, will overcome them. And then he will rule this earth. Now, again, all of this is going to occur, and we don't know when, but it's not going to be that far off. And the big question for you and for me is, what is going to happen to us? Is there any hope for us when this whole world is going to be engulfed in a nuclear war? Can there be protection for us? My friends, I am telling you right now, there can be protection. The Bible tells us that you can be protected. You can be saved from these terrible times. Because Jesus Christ says, if he were not to come back, if he would not shorten those days, no flesh would be saved alive. Nobody would survive. But for the elect's sake, he will shorten those days. And in the meantime, he is promising protection for his people. Not in heaven. This whole idea like you can go to heaven in a secret rapture, that's nonsense. But protection on this earth. Jesus Christ tells you, pray and watch always that you will be counted worthy to escape all these things and to stand before the Son of Man when he returns. That is the prophecy of the Bible. That is what the Bible tells you. And if you want to know more about it, we have prepared a free booklet on the book of Revelation. Please ask for a free copy. And thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.